If you're up for an extra stop and you're into history with a side of espionage, just head a few miles north into the Catoctin Mountain Park. Known today as Hiker's Paradise, this forest hides classified past and paranormal whispers. Now, during World War II, the U.S. government transformed part of this quiet mountain into the country's first spy school. Here it was known as Area B, and OSS recruits trained in surveillance, sabotage, and interrogation. There was even a pitch-black obstacle course nicknamed the House of Horror, rigged with fake Nazis, strobe lights, and explosive booby traps. The goal? To test recruits' nerves under pressure. Now, not far from there, another secret took root, Shangri-La, later named Camp David. This secluded retreat became a presidential hideaway guarded by Marines and shrouded in silence. FDR himself walked these trails, and maybe something else did too. Ghost hunters have compiled their own map of the mountain's mysteries. One recurring figure is the overall man, a playful spirit who slams cabinets, moves silverware, and tugs blankets in the park's historic cabins. Nothing harmful, just playful. Then there's the unplugged rotary phone that rings at exactly 8 p.m. every night. Answer? And you might hear the voice of a grandmother calling from the beyond. A few hikers have reported flute music on Christmas Eve, drifting through the trees with no wind to carry it. Some say it's a boy playing near his father's grave, years after both passed on. And at the site of the former St. Mary's College, Civil War nurses are said to appear with bloodied aprons, buckets in hand, and the echoes of scream trailing behind them. If you head out there, hike the trails, breathe in the mountain air, but keep your eyes open. Some voices in the trees aren't birds, and some footsteps aren't yours.